I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Research is underway to explore the connection between the foods we eat and the aging process, as well as the development or worsening of many degenerative diseases in the older adult years. To talk about this research is Dr. David Turner. He's an assistant professor in the Department of Pathology and Laboratory Medicine at MUSC. Dr. Turner, I know part of your research focuses on something called advanced glycation end products, or AGEs. What is this exactly, and how is it associated with many diseases that people might develop?
Well, these AGEs, or advanced glycation end products, are actually reactive chemicals that build up in your body from the day you're born till the day you die. What they actually do is they contribute to chronic diseases because they build up in our tissues and organs as we age, and this is irreversible. You can't stop this. One of the big examples is wrinkles in the skin. These AGEs, or glycation products, actually build up within the skin and your skin starts to age. It's been shown that this is actually connected to virtually every chronic disease that is known at the moment.
And what does food have to do with this process that you just described?
Well, normally these things build up because of metabolism in the body and these chemicals build up, but today, because of the Western diet, we are now throwing these AGEs into our bodies. When we consume the foods associated with the Western diet, like high fat, high sugar, it actually increases the number of these advanced glycation end products in the body.
Now, what can we do about this as individuals?
Basically, the ones that are associated with food, there's things we can do. For example, cooking the food can affect these advanced glycation end products. An example is 3 ounces of chicken has, say, around 800 units of these AGEs in it. If you actually poach that chicken, it'll go up to 1,000 units. If you fry it, it goes up to 8,000 units just from cooking the food. So if we change the ways we cook our foods, we can actually alter the amount of AGEs that we're putting into our bodies. Also, the healthier food. For instance, a carrot has around 10 age units. That's healthy. It's good for us. But when you look at, say, a burger in one of the fast food joints, that has around 8,000 of these age units. One of the real scary statistics that we've found is that if you fry bacon, say 3 ounces of bacon fried for 5 minutes, it has 92,000 age units in. And again, a carrot has 10. And one of the big things that I always point out is if we can reduce these AGEs in our children's diets, say 2 or 3 times a week, you imagine how much less AGEs are going to accumulate in their bodies over a lifetime. And I expect that would actually give them less chance of having the chronic diseases that we see in a lot of our aging population now.
Tell us about the research that you're doing related to these AGEs.
Several angles we've been doing on the research. One of them, we've actually shown that if you eat a lot of these AGEs, it can actually increase tumor growth. So that's within prostate cancer patients, and we've got some evidence in breast cancer patients as well. And at the moment, we're actually doing a clinical trial where physical activity and dietary change can actually reduce AGEs in the body, in the circulation. It can't reduce the ones that are in your tissue, they're there permanently. But if you reduce the ones that are in your circulation, then you can reduce the ones that are accumulating in the tissue. So we're actually putting cancer patients through a cardiac rehab, which is like an exercise and dietary program for people with cardiovascular problems. These advanced glycation end products are being looked a lot in Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's, cardiovascular disease, and diabetes, but within the cancer realm, that they haven't really been explored at all. So the data that we're doing here is quite unique because we know of no other places that really look at this.
Dr. Turner, thanks for this information about advanced glycation end products.
No, you're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.